Good afternoon. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, two men have been charged with murder in connection with the skeletal remains found recently in St. John. Despite furnishing over 4,000 families with food hampers this Christmas, the Salvation Army is reporting they did not meet their quota. Families of two men lost in a tragic accident over the weekend speak to Starcom Network News as they recount their lives of those lost. Jamaican Chris Derrin returns to Cricket West Indies as their new chief executive officer. And Trinidad and Tobago plunged into mourning as a junior minister and her two children are burnt to death in a house fire. This is The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details coming up. Two men have been charged with murder in connection with the skeletal remains found in St. John. Starcom Network News understands that the Major Crimes Unit of the Barbados Police Service has arrested and charged 25-year-old Samir Wilfred and 61-year-old Ian Gittins with two counts of murder. A third man, Lamar Waith, has been charged with possession of an unlicensed pistol and 40 rounds of ammunition. The police, acting on a tip-off, found two skulls in a bushy area in Henley, St. John on December 5th. The remains were confirmed to be those of two adult males and are believed to be Junior Pippi Yard Tate and Randy Sharkman Brathwaite, both of Bladesill St. Philip, who have been missing since June 2023. The Suzuki Swift motor car in which they were traveling was found riddled with bullet holes at Farm Road St. Philip, but there was no sign of the two men. It's been speculated that the two were tortured and murdered in a reprisal killing. The police are believed to also have gathered sufficient evidence during their investigations to reasonably establish the identities of the deceased and to link the accused to the alleged murders. The two murder accused are at this minute appearing in the District C Magistrates Court in relation to the charges. Over 4,000 families will receive food hampers from the Salvation Army tomorrow. However, more families are still in need of the Salvation Army's help, and they were unable to fall within the quota for 2024 for distribution. Shermer Eveling, Divisional Business Manager at the Salvation Army, spoke to Starcom Network News.
There are more persons coming at you for assistance. They're coming for our food hamper registration that is completed, that's actually happening. The food hamper is actually given out tomorrow. And we had persons who came after registration was completed, and we were unable to assist them because, as I said, we have a quota, and we did go over what we had planned, but we couldn't go no further because we want to make sure everybody gets, every family gets a hamper for Christmas this year that came and registered.
Evelyn also revealed that so far over $380,000 had been collected across the island en route to their target of $850,000, and thank all those who have contributed.
Our target this year is $850,000. So far, we have reached $382,985.01. As you can see, we just below half mark. This year, we have had a number of companies that have come on board to assist us in various aspects, giving monetary in kind. We have had schools asking for barrels to put in their school to fill. They have had schools who did fundraiser during the year and said, come and receive a check from us. So there have been some very good donations so far. But as you can see from what I said before, we are still behind.
A Dover resident calls for better emergency management strategies from the Barbados Light and Power following a power outage for over 12 hours in the area. A resident of Dover is expressing disappointment with the Barbados Light and Power's response to a power outage which had affected the area for over 12 hours. Juliet Newton told Starcom Network News that she reported the outage to Light and Power after 7 p.m. last night, which the company immediately dispatched its emergency crew to the area. She added that subsequently, they received a call from the company's emergency operator, who informed her that the crew could not execute its duty as a vehicle was blocking the affected utility pole, to which she advised that they seek police assistance to have it removed. Ms. Newton expressed concern that the impact of the prolonged outage had a bad effect on the area and is calling for improved strategies to deal with similar emergency situations.
What I can say, it speaks to the need for a set of synchronized strategies for contingency management in an emergency situation. Not everything, as you know, in emergencies is going to be clear cut and straightforward. But how a person thinks in an emergency situation is very important to what will yield an outcome. I was disappointed with the thinking during a distressing situation, knowing how to act and not to avoid, how to do a deeper dive. You know, did this person call a senior official to leverage deeper response, right? Instead, what I got was, anyway, I have to deal with another matter in another area. You know, kind of a sort of a, in my opinion, sort of callous outlook, but not really foreseeing the severity of the matter.
Dover resident Juliet Newton, Starcom Network News, reached out to the Barbados Light and Power for comment. Communications advisor Adriel Richard explained a faulty transformer was responsible for the power outage.
Light and Power is aware of the occurrence in the Dover area and the complaint from one of our customers, and a crew was dispatched this morning to carry out the necessary repairs. We received a call regarding the outage at about 10 minutes to 6 yesterday evening, and our response team arrived at about 25 past 6 to discover that there was a fault with a transformer in the area. Unfortunately, there was a private vehicle parked in the vicinity of the pole where the faulty transformer is mounted, and this hampered the efforts of our emergency team to safely carry out the necessary repairs. The police were called for assistance, and it took a long time before the driver of the vehicle was located and the vehicle moved. It was not possible at that time for the crew to safely make the required repairs, and the job was delayed until daylight hours. And I can tell you that power was restored at about 20 minutes to 11 this morning.
Communications advisor of the Barbados Light and Power Company, Adrian Richards, in the lunchtime edition. Two families are in mourning following last weekend's double road fatality. The victims, 37-year-old Antonia Bishop and 41-year-old Ron Ben, also known as Kevin, tragically lost their lives in a car crash on Bennett's Road, St. James, early Saturday morning. The two were returning from Sandy Lane's staff party at the time of the accident. Sue Ben, Ron's mother, says the loss feels like a bad dream. She shared that the two men were very close, like brothers, and even prepared for the event at her house together.
He and the friend that died with him, they were best friends. In fact, he dressed from here, both of them went to the staff party together. And the last time I saw him, on the ironing board. That was the last time I saw my child, the very, very last time. I didn't know I was not going to see him again. They left together. They died together. The police came to me. You know how to tell me? There's been a fatal accident. I went to school. And 2 and 2 is 22. So I ran. When she said fatal, and that's my friend, Ron Ben. I knew the worst. I didn't fear the worst. I knew the worst.
That's Sue Ben, mother of the deceased, Ron Kevin Ben. Meanwhile, a visibly distraught Patrick Bishop described his son, Antonio, as a very kind gentleman. Struggling to cope with the tragedy, he shared that they were planning to travel together for vacation next year, making the loss even harder to bear.
Yesterday morning, I got the news about after 9. And I went out and threw the body yesterday evening, but after 2. Come back home then, hardly gets in the eat or hardly could sleep. Tell the truth, I don't know how later on during the week or rest him or how things can go, because it's pretty rough. And he left like a father and son. He lived like brothers. I say it was pretty rough, man. Getting a lot of calls from former workplace and the cricketers that play cricket together from Damerson Cricket Clubs, transport board, and one told her friends and thing. I try to stay strong, but now and then I get a call and made me cry now and then. So,
Patrick Bishop and Cricket West Indies has today appointed Jamaican Chris Derrin as its new chief executive officer. The Jamaican, who oversaw the 2007 ICC Cricket World Cup in the region, was selected from a competitive pool of over 50 applicants from Europe, Australia, Afghanistan, India, and the Caribbean. And finally, Trinidad and Tobago has been plunged into mourning. Minister in the Ministry of Education, Lisa Morris Julian, and two of her children died during an early morning fire in Arima this morning. The fire destroyed the family's home on Farfan Street. Our top stories. Two men have been charged with murder in connection with the skeleton remains found recently in St. John. Despite furnishing over 4,000 families with food hampers this Christmas, the Salvation Army reported they didn't meet their quota. Families of two men lost in a tragic accident over the weekend recount the lives of those lost. Jamaican Chris Daring returns to Cricket West Indies as the new CEO, and Trinidad and Tobago plunge into mourning as a junior minister and two of her children are burnt to death in a house fire. This has been the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson.
Don't miss The Latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.